o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch with Ryan Primetime Wollersheim in for Jesse as Jesse makes his way to AmFam Field to slide down Bernie's slide. Can't wait for the social media posts of that. Primetime has also got a clip for us of yesterday when Matt LaFleur was asked about showing patience with Braden Narveson, the rookie kicker, who Tausch calls Narv Dog.
Is it the Narv Dog? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, apparently. Tausch has the look, nicknames are a challenging deal, right? Because Eric Wilson's nickname is Body Beautiful.
Oh.
Which is a it doesn't roll off the tongue.
Who gave him that nickname?
Rich Bisaccia gave him that.
He calls him Body Beautiful?
He is an Adonis now. Let me tell you, he is he's like a statue. He is like a sculptor created him out of like bronze or whatever. And we talked a little bit about it after the game because LaFleur told us about that nickname. And the fact of the matter is that he's like super clean eating. I mean, he is very disciplined, certainly more disciplined than some of us on the panel.
I don't Body Beautiful is his nickname.
That's what he said. That's what the man said.
Okay.
Couldn't you go with something like...
I'm not going to lie to you. I have a million thoughts on this that I'm not going to say because I don't want to get fired. So I'll just keep going.
Well, Narv Dog
is so much... Can you imagine a WNBA coach saying that? Or like, I'm going to stop. I'm going to go. Move on.
I thought you said you weren't going to do
that. Let's move on. Yeah, it's just like Big Linda.
So
funny to me. The double standards on this is crazy. But
hey, you said you weren't going to do this. Stop.
I just said I'm
trying. You're not moving on. I don't want you to get fired because while Bulaga is good, I don't want him to replace you.
Body Beautiful.
Now, even though you said earlier in the show you have a long list of people you've lined up to replace me. All right, so Narv Dog, which is where we were actually headed on this conversation.
I don't know why you started talking about a sculpted, bronzed Eric Will. I don't fully understand where that came from. But
because continue. We were talking about nicknames and Narv Dog.
Yeah, that one's
Body
on me.
Beautiful came out. It's all prime time, which is also... Come on, prime time.
Oh, now we're really getting into it.
The sommelier is so much better than prime time.
I agree with Jason.
Prime time, Wollersheim, that actually rolls off the tongue, though, unlike the Body Beautiful
Wilson.
But you're
not even prime time.
You hear Wollersheim, you have to go wine. Sommelier, it's perfect for you, but
yes. You
go ahead and call yourself prime time. It'd be like me calling myself Body Perfect or whatever they call old boys.
Body
it's like,
Beautiful.
Whatever. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, change. You got to change now. The name on top on the video to Body Beautiful.
No, right. We definitely don't.
Body Beautiful.
I don't need to see the YouTube comments on that.
I'm not even in there right
That's
now.
That's not
all right,
allowed
so
for
let,
YouTube.
Let's get to the Narv Dog, though. Let's hear what Matt LaFleur said when, I believe it was Rob Domofsky, asked him about showing patience with the rookie kicker.
Well, it's a better question for Goody, but from my perspective, I'd say pretty patient. You know, I like his mentality. I like his talent, and there's going to be some ups and downs, and hopefully, there's more ups and downs. So I do think he's done a pretty nice job. I know he's got to make that field goal. He knows it. We all know it. But I'm confident that if he's in that situation again, he'll hit it.
So Tausch. My point on this.
A couple of things there are really interesting. First off, ask Goody about it. Love it. Love it. Kind of, yeah, okay, well, you know what? He's not my guy.
Correct.
Indeed. And as far as he knows he's going to make it, no, he doesn't. Because right now, he's proven that he can make some kicks, and he's going to miss one kick a game.
Which is what the problem was with Anders Carlson.
It's the same thing, and you know that, and I get it. LaFleur's being much more honest this year. And I like that about Matt.
Yeah, I respect it. But through two games, the Narv dog is 6 for 8. He's 3 for 4 in both games, which is great, but it's only 75%, which you do that through the course of the season, you get cut.
Not good enough.
So the general manager said he's not usually patient enough with specialists. He said that the next guy, who turned out to be the Narv dog, was going to have a short leash. So if LaFleur's saying he's going to be patient, and by the way, I agree with LaFleur. I don't think just because of what we saw from a season-long, he's going to miss one kick a game from Anders Carlson means that that's going to be the case with Braden Narveson. It is a hard argument to make just because this is the problem that was with Anders Carlson. He made a bunch of kicks, but you could count on him to miss one kick a game. He missed at least one kick in 10 of the last 12 games of last season. It now means that out of the last 14 games that counted, the Green Bay Packers kicker, whoever he was, missed at least one kick in 12 of the 14. You can't live that way, old boy.
No, I agree. I'm not going to argue, but at some point, you got to jump off the carousel. Like, it's cute and fun to ride carousels, but you got to go and do something. And you have to put your eggs in a basket and say, well, this is the guy we trust in. And right now, that's where they're at. But Matt LaFleur is not going to tell Tom Rinaldi or Tom Brady or Tommy Green Tom or Tommy Two Step. Doesn't matter what Tommy he talks to, he ain't going to tell him, oh, I just pray that he's going to make this kick. But that's where they're at. I mean, there is no doubt. I think if it's fourth and short and you're in that 40 to 50 yard range, you're going to be more aggressive because you don't trust your kicker to make those kicks. That's where they're at with this team right now. And Narvi has got a big leg. He's got a lot of things that you like. So did Anders. There gets a point where you will not live with somebody kicking 70 or 75%. They're not there yet, I don't think. But I promise you, if there was a better option available, the Packers would pounce. They've played this game. They tried all offseason. This is where they've landed. And I don't think they're going to at this point. But you miss a game-winning kick and stuff starts chirping. All of a sudden, if Tennessee connects and they win 17-16 on that Hail Mary, I don't know if Narvi's got a job. That's how this world
right.
is. I don't know how it works. I don't think it would be that immediate, but you have to make that kick to go up 16. You gotta. And when you don't, you leave yourself vulnerable for other people to come in and take your job.
Will you be prize picking the Narv dog this week, or considering you got a W thanks to him once, you're not going to risk it and try
know.
It again?
I'll take a look. I think the Caleb Williams play is all month, I do believe, which is 0.5 yards. So you get one right out of the gate. That's what makes
prize picks. As long as he stays healthy.
It's true. America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. Prize picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. I had a good win this week. It was fun. I had the Narv dog with 1.5. I'm guessing if he's at 1.5 again, I'm going to probably say more. I might ride the Narv dog. You guys can as well. You can turn $10 into $1,000. Sign up today. Get 50 instant dollars when you play a $5 entry. You don't even need to win, and you still get that $50 bonus. Download the PrizePix app today, and you have to use the code WI. For that first deposit match up to $100. That's code WI on PrizePix for a deposit match up to $100. PrizePix, run
your
game.
We need to play some trivia. Wooly is standing by waiting for the 12th caller, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 12 plays trivia. It is Badgers Trivia Tuesday. Caller 12 plays next. It's Wilde Tausch.
Wilde. Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today. 855-PELLA-WI. And online at PellaWI.com/radio.
I remember the nights when we were young, dumb, and wild and free. When I closed my eyes, I could see you in my sweatshirt. Dancing around that college bar. These days I don't know where you are.
but I get to keep the
time now for trivia. It is a Badgers Trivia Tuesday. Primetime, does this mean Justin in Milwaukee? Is that what this text message means?
No, it's just.
Oh,
just.
In MKE.
It did it autocorrect?
Just. J-U-S-T.
Yes, yes. That was supposed to be Justin in Milwaukee. That's exactly what that was.
Okay, just wanted to translate that. Justin, good morning. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing okay. How are you, gentlemen?
We are fantastic. We look forward to you being successful in trivia. Yesterday, we started with Jerry in the Prairie getting the first question wrong of the week. So we do not have a perfect week going. So
hey, Jason, just a quick question. When you asked Justin how his week was going, what if he's like, ah, man, it's been really, really tough?
Like, I would say, what's the matter? Oh, tell me what's going on with you, buddy.
Okay.
Right. Now, I don't know if he'd want to share that publicly with everybody on the radio.
That's why it's such an interesting, it's...
But I never ask that question being unwilling to listen if you're having a bad day or a bad week.
Okay. So I believe you'd be all right if,
again,
he was going to vent a little bit.
Yeah,
like, oh, this
yes.
is him
now,
and my
now,
job,
I would
blah,
say,
blah, blah, blah.
I would say that on the radio is probably not the medium in which you want to do that, but... Yeah, when I ask you how you're doing today, and if the answer, the truthful answer, yeah, I do. Like, what's that old saying that you don't know what other
results?
No, that's not it. You don't know what.
Shame on you! Fool me twice, the game room's closed.
You don't know what someone else is going through or something like that. I do love
until
the
you walk a mile in their shoes. Is that the one?
No, it's like
turn the other cheek. There's a lot of them. Is this? Justin, do you have any that you want to share with Jason?
How about shut the hell up? How about
just
that one?
Randomly wants
that's a great
quotes.
Old saying.
Whenever I don't want to talk, I always say, I must say I'm doing well.
I'm glad you said you're doing well and we decided to make this a whole thing. Play
he
trivia.
He said he's doing okay. That's what
Yeah,
made me
I
think.
Know. And I thought, boy, that doesn't sound like he's
yeah,
doing
Yeah, it
that
doesn't
great.
Sound as good as normal. That's my point. Yes.
Okay, we're on the same page. We'll have to take this off the air to discuss your feelings later. Justin, I'll give you Wollersheim's cell phone.
Yeah.
And he'd be happy to support you. All right, here we go. Question number one in Badgers Trivia Tuesday is this. Wisconsin volleyball hosts Marquette tonight in a game played at a special venue going by which of these names? Is it the Kohl Center Classic, the Camp Randall Clash, or the Showdown at the Shell?
I'll go with the first one, A.
Is the Shell torn down yet?
It is not.
So Sydney went to the Badger volleyball camp, and part of the work was done in the Shell, and it brought back a lot of melancholy, sad feelings, great nostalgia, but going
what,
in there
your,
and...
Your
and
little no elbow one, jumper game that you used to do? Pick up hoops with Michael Finley, and you're trying to hit elbow jumpers. I guarantee you that was your game.
They didn't even have the three-point lines painted there when I was playing pickup ball there. But be that as it may, it's the only place I could really shoot from. We did play in a pickup game with Danny Jones and Trent Jackson.
That's a good matchup.
Who were stars of the 80s. I did not have anybody to guard. That's true. All right, question two. Tausch, am I doing all these, or do you actually have
them? No, I got it. Which of these was the only Badgers football player to score a tutter in Wisconsin's 42-10 loss to Alabama on Saturday? Is it Ches Malusi, Tyler Van Dyke, or Will Pauling?
I'll go with Malusi.
That was not a drum roll.
No.
Work on your button pushing.
A little bit
Will
better.
Pauling. Will Pauling with the tutter. Great little catch in that 42-10 loss, I guess is the nicest way to put it.
That's one word to use for it. All right, let's bounce back just in Milwaukee. Here's question three.
Just okay in Milwaukee? Is that what it is?
It's not today. That's actually pretty good. Well done. All right, here we go. Question three. Because bowl game stats were not acknowledged for NCAA record purposes until 2002, which of these running backs is recognized as the NCAA's all-time leading rusher, despite rushing for 720 fewer yards in his college career than Ron Dayne? All right, who is it? Is it Cadillac Williams, Samaje Perine, or Donnell Pumphrey?
I'll go with A.
The Cadillac man.
Okay.
Is not correct. Donnell Pumphrey is the correct answer. Just in, I know maybe you're dealing with some stuff right now. I don't think our trivia with you helped much. You got one. What? It would have been nice for him to get all three right.
It would have been
right
nice.
Up a state. Did you just have a bird? Did a bird just fly through the picture? Or am I seeing things?
It's a fly.
That was
a bug.
Fly. Yeah.
Yeah, I got a pelican just hanging out in the living room with me.
Justin, you got two entries in a Friday's drawing. I hope your day improves, buddy.
Thank you, Jace, on ESPN.
Nicely good. Done. Very that's well good. Done. All right, that's it for trivia. We got Wool Woolly coming up next after Tausch tells us, I don't know if there's any Quick Trips in California, so I don't know what you're going to do for your Karuba coffee. And that bug is way too big to be. It's got to be at least a dragonfly flying
it's
around.
It's not.
Your,
it's a
your
big
room.
House. Things are bigger out here in California, like in Texas. They don't have Quick Trips, which makes me a little bit mad. But we just did this over the weekend before we left. Ground beef straight from the Quickery, $2.99 a pound. We made those great those smash burgers. You do it from scratch. It's just perfect. You get it crusty on the edge. Then you buy some of that good white bread from Quick Trip, 99 cents a loaf. You get that cheese. It's only $1.99. You can make classic grilled cheese, but you put it on the burger. Oh, baby, you got it all. And what is today, Tuesday? Well, yesterday, Grandma, she went got a rotisserie chicken. Roasted chicken on Mondays, $5.99. Tomorrow you can get the bone in or the tenders deal for $9.99. That's the beautiful part about it. And always you want to finish off every meal with Nature's Touch vanilla or chocolate ice cream for $2.99. All these deals and more at Quick Trip. Just download the Quick Rewards app, order ahead, earn points, take care of the payment, stop by, pick it all up, or you can get it brought to you out curbside again at Quick Trip.
Wool Woolly is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Wooly, how you settling in back there?
Oh, just snug as a bug. Just like Tausch's setup out there in California today.
Lots of bugs from what I can gather.
Oh, you missed it during the break, Jason. The fly was literally right on his camera webcam, completely blocking him out of the screen. He flew away just before we came back.
It looked, again, trick photography notwithstanding, it looked like a wren or a little like...
A wren?
A wren, yeah, a bird. W-R-E-N, wren.
You're telling
I don't know,
me a
small bird.
You're telling me a small housefly looks like a big bird.
I'm gonna check the YouTube comments because I'm sure those watching would agree with me that it flew by a couple times and it must have been very close to the camera lens, but it made it look like it was a bird in your house.
So this fly keeps hovering like right around the camera hole. I think it'll be jumping back on there before the show's over. So
we can only
fingers
hope.
Crossed.
Please. Yeah.
If it's going to happen anytime, it should happen during Whoa! Primetime Wollersheim.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
It just went by again.
The morning at breakfast at Tracy Sirocco's house, his mama brought out 15 flapjacks.
It's the start of the show.
Five of them flapjacks. I got to stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
All right, I once more feel the need to revisit the nickname conversation that we had earlier. If we haven't gotten enough out of it yet, the reason I sidetracked us with Braden Arvidsson before is because on Jim, Matt, and Molly, which you can hear on ESPN Madison, 4 to 6 right here on 100.5, Matt Hamilton was out in Norway at the time that the Packers picked up Braden Arvidsson. So our nickname for Braden Arvidsson is the Narwhal. Do you think that could catch on with some of the Green Bay Packers fans? The Narwhal Narvidsson, number 44, big body, come on. He's unique. No.
Not for me. I mean, that doesn't mean it won't catch on. It's not my deal. There were a couple other that you put up on the screen as it was going. I didn't want to interrupt Jason because that's not what I do. But there were a couple other good ones that popped up.
There were some good ones. There was Reservoir Narv.
That's the one I like.
It's a good one.
I like that.
I don't get it.
Like Reservoir Dogs. Because Narv Dog.
Yeah.
No, not hitting at all.
I've seen Reservoir Dogs.
How is Tupperware Brands going bankrupt? How does that?
They are.
Because there's so many companies that came up with Tupperware things, but they're not Tupperware. It's like Band-Aids that are called Band-Aids, even though they're.
Well, Band-Aid ain't going out of business. Kleenex ain't going out of business. Tupperware is Tupperware. And now they're filing for bankruptcy?
Are you doing the show or are you reading the news or watching like
both
CNN? What are you doing over there?
I'm not watching CNN. I can tell you that. I'm not.
I'm sorry.
I'm on X and it just saw Tupperware on my
another drawback
whales.
To that term. I'm on X.
Yep. Unusual whales.
You're big on that. You send me clips from them all the time.
All the time is strong, but that's crazy to me. The patented burp. And now what? Everybody's taking over Tupperware, so Tupperware has to file for bankruptcy? What a world we live in, huh?
Apparently.
Right, continue, Narv Dog.
Whoa, Nelly!
Well, I'll continue on then, guys. Well, we know that I was left out of sliding down Bernie Brewer's slide today. But I was able to slide my way into some tickets for the Badgers volleyball game tonight through our team here at ESPN Madison. We get some complimentary tickets to the Kohl Center Classic. As just okay in Milwaukee. That was the only correct answer he had in Wilding's House Trivia. Though I have a problem of my own where I'm not okay with possibly having to go to the game by myself because the only person who I had to ask on short notice said they cannot go. So the question is out there, do I go to this big match for Badgers volleyball if I'm going alone? Like, am I a loser if I go alone?
So you have two tickets.
I have two tickets.
I apologize if this is IPT.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
There you go.
Oh boy.
Are you currently dating anyone?
Oh boy.
That's quite the topic of conversation on Jim, Matt, and Molly, Jason. Unfortunately, okay. No.
Not during my segments, it hasn't been.
No, we've spared you from having to talk about that.
So you're available.
Very available, yes.
So if someone wanted to go...
Very, very, very,
very available.
Very single. If someone, A, wanted to go, and B, maybe had some mild interest in you, there went the bird again!
It's a house fly, but yeah, okay.
Doesn't
maybe
look
I can
like
take the fly.
Hey, Jason, why don't you put it out on our social that old boy has sent... Is it rude to say send a pic? Is that rude? Because this doesn't need to be Love is Blind with Narvi or with Wooly. But
with Bulldog.
Wooly wants to take somebody to the game. And it doesn't need to be, like, I think Wooly really wants to go, but he doesn't want to feel like a loser going by himself.
Yes, that's exactly. I believe that's what he said.
Yes, Jason, put it out there and say, if you're interested and you send a picture of Wooly out with your thing, we screenshot it with the horse fly and see if somebody goes. That's a great way to create content. And I think Wooly would be up for this. And if he's not, he should be.
I would be up for it. We might need to put up some contest rules on ESPNWisconsin.com.
No,
I'm not sure about the legality.
Who you want to go with? It's not some contest rules.
So what is this? Is this
the
prime
station's
time?
Not giving the ticket away?
You win an ESPN Milwaukee, an ESPN
you get
Wisconsin prize pack.
You get a prize
and you get
pack
to hang out
Dave
with Wooly.
Yeah. ESPNPrimetime.com. I think Dion might have
Badger
taken that one.
Badger tickets are hard to come by. Badger volleyball tickets are a tough ticket.
Kohl Center Classic. Yeah. Jason, put it out there. We'll have some fun with this. And then, Wooly, if you go tonight with a whoever, if it's a buddy, it could be anybody. It doesn't need to be a date.
So
somebody's got a pitch.
I have to ask for a photo?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's fair.
I don't know. That
attach a photo and vital statistics.
Or just, okay. Okay.
What's your vertical jump?
So don't do that. Just put down, you have to, in one sentence, put why you should go to the game with Wooly. And then Wooly gets to pick from the messages of who gets to go to the game with him. Fair?
Okay.
It could be somebody that wants to go have a Coors Light.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be like, awkward, uncomfortable dating. It could just be somebody that really wants to go to a game that wants to hang with Wooly. And then report back tomorrow how it went.
Do you love Wisconsin volleyball? Are you
enough
a fan of Jim, Matt, Molly?
Do you love Wisconsin volleyball enough to go on an awkward date with Wooly?
Yeah.
That's kind of where we're at.
All right, I'm on it. I'm on the case.
I knew this is what – I don't know if there's anything that brings really more joy than stuff like this.
ESPN Wisconsin volleyball for love on 100.5 ESPN.
I'll tell you
if
this.
If only it was Wisconsin tennis, and then you could use love jokes.
Love.
Oh, yeah, you know.
There is – you're right, Jason. This is a tight ticket. It's a big interstate battle. At a venue that doesn't see the Wisconsin volleyball team only once a year usually. So this is prime time to get Wooly a hot date tonight. This is what that is.
All right, I'm on the case.
I'm so glad I skipped Bernie's slide for this. So I can't be more ecstatic.
What if this turns into a Robin Williams situation where you guys end up meeting at the Nitty Gritty tonight or Wando's and you sit down and you just say, you end up giving the tickets to somebody else because, sorry,
I
got to see about a girl.
What if that
happens? I didn't know Pudge was going to hit the home run.
What a deal. There's so many stories. This would be, let's just say this works out. This would be what a story at your wedding if this is how it shakes out.
Wow. It would be quite incredible.
It would be something.
I would have to get, Badgers volleyball season tickets for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I would probably have to,
I think you'd have to take over Jesse's post-game, pre-game stuff.
Yeah,
you'd have to take that over.
No, he would be the master of ceremonies. He would actually, do the wedding. I would have Jesse come do it. Nothing would make him happier than doing that, I'm pretty sure. That, he could play piano at the wedding, too. He could knock it all out. Talk about
He's
Badgers
a talented
volleyball.
Guy.
Oh, very. Very. I'm very curious to see how he does down the slide today too. Like do we think he's gonna like be okay? Like, do we think he'll physically be able to make it through this?
He's gonna live. He'll be just fine. He's an athlete.
Is he? Bowling, athlete, sport?
He's lost a bunch of weight. He looks great.
That's true.
So I think he's in a great spot.
He's gonna fly down the slide.
To not break something tonight.
Yeah, he's going to fly down the slide just like the fly keeps flying around. Touch this webcam. Jason, you've been looking down trying to post this poll, I think, but it's circling.
All I heard was that the fly. I haven't been listening to the rest of the conversation. I found a great gif of a few Badgers.
I love it.
I think we've really got something here. I'm very excited.
Whoa, wow. Wooly.
Whoa, Nelly.
Oh, goodness gracious. Good thing Jesse Nelson had to go slide down a slide today. Oh, this is perfect.
All right. Do you have anything else for Wooly?
No, I think there's nothing else is going to be able to eclipse that. So I think we'll end it there.
All right. I'm going to get this. I feel a modicum of pressure here. I'm not going
to
lie.
This is all how you word it to see what kind of respondents you get.
Here's what I have so far.
Oh, boy.
Do you love Badger volleyball? Do you listen to ESPN Madison? Do you know who Ryan Wollersheim of Jim, Matt, and Molly is? If you answered yes to at least the first question, Wooly has two tickets to tonight's match, and he'd love for someone to come along with him.
I was going to say, I think the only person who would say yes to all three would possibly be myself or maybe the other people here at ESPN Madison.
Someone related to you?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. Tito's Handmade Vodka on game day, a hot date with Wooly for the Wisconsin volleyball game today. Pour you in, coach, from a seat in the stands to the best seat on the couch, which is right here in California. Root for your favorite team with your favorite team spirit. Stack a spicy bloody, salt the rim of a Tito Rita, or take home the win with a Tito's, and it doesn't matter what you put in it. Soda, cranberry, lemonade, squeeze a lemon with some water. You're calling the game. You change up your roster or wash that lucky jersey as long as you make Tito's your first round bottle pick. Whose house? I don't even know whose house this is, but it's Tito's house. Find cocktail recipes for every fan at titosvodka.com, crafted to be savored responsibly.
No, but everyone will know when they charge you the cleanup fee and you're not happy. All right,
touché.
I've got a very important tweet to finish. We'll wrap up the show next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
It's unfortunate that we didn't stumble into this earlier.
Is it?
I think it's just about the perfect amount of time, if I'm being honest with you.
How much is the perfect amount of time with prime time at the volleyball game? One set? Two?
You do not want it to be a five-set thriller, I'm guessing.
Pins and needles, for sure.
All right, so it is... it is out into the Twitterverse. Again, we'll retweet it from every account we have access to.
I'm already gaining followers, by the way.
LinkedIn. Get it out, every
Match.com.
We found Instagram now. We figured that out.
Do you love Badger football? Do you listen? Badger volleyball. Do you love Badger volleyball? Do you listen to ESPN Madison? Do you know who Ryan Wollersheim of Jim, Matt, and Molly even is? If you said yes to at least the first question, Wooly has two tickets to tonight's match versus Marquette and is looking for a plus one. Could it be you? Reply now.
I can't wait for Jen Ladder to do a full E60 about this, finding love with volleyball, all of it. It's going to be great.
To quote Owen Wilson in Tausch's favorite family film, Wedding Crashers, Claire, I'm not standing here asking you to marry me. I'm just asking you not to marry him. Wow. And maybe go to a volleyball game and take a chance.
So, right. Wooly, if you, let's say you only get one reply, you have to go with that reply, right? Is that how we're doing this?
It's a default.
Yeah, it's like if what if Scuba Chad is the one that texts in? You're locked into going with Scuba Chad. Is that how we're doing this?
Oh yeah,
there is
I guess.
You're not. Come on.
Well, no, I'm asking.
He's going to be inundated with replies. I mean, okay. do you have like a Glamour Shots photo? We can tweet out. What about like, is your LinkedIn page available? Like, how do we get more information out there about you?
I mean, yeah, I could put out like my whole, like what my GPA was in college.
That's always what people are looking for. What's your ACT score?
Tall, dark, and a high GPA.
Send them the link to my podcast. Be like, yeah, listen to Movie Talk once every 2 weeks with me and my buddy Mikey. Very attractive. A lot out to put out there to attract a lot of callers. But, yeah, no, I have a decent profile picture on Twitter, I like to think, or X.
Okay.
Like I said, already gaining followers, already gaining retweets on that post from Jason. So thank you, Jason.
That is a good photo of you.
Yep.
By the way, you look very nice. You look very debonair. You're standing up in a wedding or
I'm
you're
not
ushering.
Seeing this. Why am I? I'm only seeing the volleyball team.
Your volleyball team.
Well, you got to click on his profile. He's got to click on his profile to then see what he looks like. Yeah, Woolies.
I see on our screen what I know what Woolie looks like. So I don't.
You're up to 395 followers too.
Yeah, just up from 394 this morning. Big day. Big day.
Keep growing.
Growing exponentially.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we will see how this plays out. Will you keep us updated through the course of the day?
Of course. Of course.
And then are you producing Jim, Matt, and Molly later today across ESPN Madison 4 to 6 this afternoon?
Yes. Though I may be 4 to 5:30 today, depending on what time I try to get out for the volleyball game.
It depends if you're going with somebody or not.
Yeah, that'll be a big deal breaker. Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, it has been put out into the universe. I am a romantic. I have introduced multiple couples that are now happily married for long periods of time. So if I played some small part in you finding love at the UW Fieldhouse, at the Kohl Center, the Kohl Center clash.
Yep.
I'll tell you this. Unlike Jesse's wedding, I'll come to this one, but let's get somebody to go to the game first, and then we'll go from there.
How can you not be romantic about volleyball, right? That's what they say.
That's exactly what I was going to close with. Well done. All right, that's it for us today. We will do it again tomorrow. We will have updates on Woolie's trip to the Badger volleyball game tonight. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.